This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, Nasekho Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craigo Sexy. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, Nasekho, Candace, Craigo Sexy. Urban Culture Drive.
Urban Culture Drive. Welcome back, everybody. You're still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive Takes Over, Kelman.
Yes, yes,
ki
yes.
Wednesday, ki happy Wednesday, ki wacky Wednesday.
Oh, and my God, guys.
As promised,
yes,
we are chilling in studio.
What a beautiful day.
With Mr.
The one and only.
Yeah. Ki Dominant.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the show, Ki Dominant.
Hey, hey, we out here, we out here.
Yeah.
He's answering like a proper cool kid. Like, yeah, hey, yeah, we are chill.
We're chilling.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Mr. Ki Dominant, welcome, man.
Yeah, thank you guys, man. Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, it's an honor's pleasure having you on the show. I know Candace is overly excited.
I am.
And
I
you
am.
Also showed your excitement.
Like, we discussed you, like, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, like, if you guys can pull off Ki Dominant, like, if we can pull that shit off,
yes,
we'll be the coolest kids in town.
Absolutely.
And, like, look at us now,
look
guys.
Look at God.
Look at God.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So we know you've been in the country for some time now. How has it been? All these interviews and...
Yeah, man. It's been crazy, man.
Media coverage.
TT's trying to kill me, man.
Yeah. Working you to the ground.
Yeah, man. It's been crazy. I mean, I'm trying to get, you know... A lot of people really don't know
who Ki Dominant is. Yeah.
I mean, most people think I'm actually some new artist from like underground.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's good to just let people know, you know, the journey so far, you know, what we're up to. And
the men behind the major hits that have been gracing the radio station.
Thank you.
And we had one of the producers locally, Tweezy, the other time, and he was talking about how producers are overlooked because all they do is behind and they create the product, but the glory goes mostly to the artist. You get what I'm saying? And now there's awards for producers, and you scooped up a couple of them, you know. So it's good to see the industry taking that route and honoring you guys, and you guys having the platform to come out and say, yo guys, we here. So you've been enjoying getting your name out there and being known now. So what do you want to be known as? A producer or as an artist?
As a musician, you know.
All around.
Okay.
Yeah, because apart from production and being an artist, I'm a DJ as well.
Okay.
I'm a songwriter as well. Yeah. So it's a whole lot of, you know.
Yeah.
I create anything that is audible, you know.
So generally, you just do music.
I'm a musician. That's what I say.
Let's break it down. Let's start with the name. For those who don't know, like out of us, Ki Dominant.
Yeah.
That's where does that come from?
Yeah, my sister actually gave me that name a long time ago.
Yeah. What does it mean?
The kid dominant, like dominating.
Oh, the dominating.
Yeah,
okay.
Were you the dominating kid though?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been, still is. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we know more in the chat now. You know what I'm saying? Dominating that.
Yeah. So clearly, I mean, you've been dominating. I mean, from 20, when was it? 2011, that's when you started, right?
Yeah, I started.
Or was it earlier than that?
It was earlier than that, but I mean, I got my first like major record 2012/2013.
Yeah, 2013.
Yeah.
But when you started in, what you call, in 2011, or rather when you majored, who was the first major artist to work with?
His name is Orezi.
Oh yeah.
You guys know him?
Yeah, of course.
So his name is Orezi. He's a dancehall artist in Nigeria. So he was like the first major artist, the first person I had like my major record with. And he was actually nominated for Channel Law Awards at that time.
At that stage.
Yeah, that was like my first big record.
And ever since then it's been a holy ride.
Yeah, man. I mean
you got a platinum plaque for four.
Yeah.
You know? So major steps up in your game and in your career.
Yeah, man. I mean, big ups to the fans, big up to everybody that's supporting this, making all these things happen, you know. I can't do it by myself, you know. So I mean, big
aside
up to
from
everybody.
The love, you wouldn't be here.
Exactly. So
it's
you
no.
guys, it's you guys. The radio, the people, you know, the fans, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mad props to you guys. Your work has been, and the number of people that you've worked with, the big names that you've worked with, it's impressive.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's talk about these the album, ne? AKA's album, the song Fela and Versace.
Yeah.
The song Jiga.
Yeah.
You are on production on both of those songs.
Yeah, both.
How did you even get the?
Yeah. How did the collaboration come about?
And the song itself, like.
We did Jiga first.
Yeah. And with Younger, ne?
Yeah, with Younger. Yeah. That time I was in Cape Town. I usually come to Cape Town. Cape Town is like my favorite city in the world, you know?
Yeah.
So I usually, like, when I'm not working in the States, when I'm not doing anything, you know, when I'm not doing anything, when I'm free, when I have like 2-3 weeks,
yeah,
trust me, I'm on the next flight to Cape Town. So it's always been like that for like the past 2-3 years, you know. I like the calmness. It's like a sane version of Miami or LA. That's how I see it. So it's like calm,
it's
chill.
It's like Africa's Miami.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
that's where you met the guys.
That's how I always travel. I always come down to Cape Town. So one of the times I was in Cape Town, that was like last year. So Siamo, who's AK's manager, he hit up my manager. Was like, yo, I see you guys are in Cape Town and we're working on AK's album. I mean, it'd be nice if we can like work on some stuff. Like, why not? Let's do it. And then we were in Sun City. That's where they were working on the album. And then we linked up and we made Jika.
Who came with the beat?
I made it. Like, the beat came first.
Yeah, that's
how.
Yeah,
so. You know, Jiga has such an. We'll play it later. Yeah, it has such a South African like
feel.
Feel.
Yeah.
You know, like I was. Hence, I wanted. Like I was. I'm blown away. I'm really blown away that you could encapsulate that, because I would have thought Younger came with the initial
idea,
and then you.
I made a beat to it. Yeah. No, the beat came like I did a beat. Me and Nikki were working, and when we were about to work, we were like, oh, let me hear the sounds we have first. Let's see if we can start with the sounds.
So you started right then and there?
Yeah, bro. I mean, that's it.
Wow.
But where else but in Cape Town?
That's why you're the
champ. You know what I mean? But close to that, I'm just curious, which part of Cape Town is your favorite?
Like,
you know,
Campsby, of course. Like,
of course.
I was like, this is what we do when I'm Cape Town. Yeah.
You know, Cafe Caprice.
My record label, I'll tell you guys, record label is called Pent Life, and it's totally inspired by Cape Town. My vacation in Cape Town.
It's called what? Pent Life.
Pent Life.
Yeah. Nice. Pent House
so,
Life.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I'm in Cape Town, we take like penthouses. Yeah. Me and my boys, I mean.
Speaking of penthouses, I see you recently cupped something on the 21st floor.
That's
Savage
a private
right
situation.
There.
Private situation.
Yeah. I got you.
It's not a private situation if you put out in public.
Cool. All good.
So does it mean you're moving down or what?
That means I'm moving. I'm based in Cape Town now. You know?
Oh, yes, yeah. It. Now I know my accommodation.
I mean, like, no, this is it now. Before, Cape Town was a vacation place for me. Yeah. So now it's like
home,
like my third home now. So it's Atlanta, Lagos, and Cape Town. Now.
Atlanta, yeah. Georgia, honey.
Exactly.
In the ATL.
Oh, beautiful. All international.
Yeah, you know. So
now you're fully based in Cape Town.
Yeah, I mean, right now I feel like there's a lot happening with the songs, with the especially Fela and Versace as a record, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening and I really want to like do more infusing Afrobeats the music you guys make. Yeah, you know. I feel like it's gonna be like there's a lot of massive wave that can come out of that.
Because that's what I wanted to do. Why Afrobeats? Why didn't you go a different sound?
Yeah,
what,
I mean,
what attracted you to that?
Yeah, for Afrobeats, I feel like I've marked mine. You know, like when you write your goals down as a person, in my career, I want to get to this height. For Afrobeats, I've got to that height. I've won the Producer of the Year award, and that's like what I've always looked up to. Like,
yeah,
I want to get this award, and when I'm done, I'll move up to other things. So that's what actually happened. The moment I was done with being the Producer of the Year, I said, okay, I'm going to start being an artist, and that's what's happening right now.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, Afrobeat for me is like, it's there for me, like, originally. So I have to, like, explore other things, you know? Like, I have to, like, there's a lot of things we can do with the
like
music.
Expand yourself as an artist.
Exactly. I don't want to
see what other
things. I mean, if
have.
I keep being the Afrobeat producer,
then you'll only be known
5 years
Afrobeat.
From now. So, yeah. I mean, okay, we know he can make it. We know he's a producer. Yeah. That's it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's a whole lot more stuff we can get done. You know, we can take this sound to every city in the world and make something magical out of it. You know, so that's how I feel about the music.
The music.
I make. Yeah. So.
And what is like your typical reaction when you go to a foreign place and people get excited? I mean. Because
you're pretty chilled. You strike me as a very mellow guy.
Yeah.
So when people are getting excited, oh my
God. But
I still stay calm.
Oh, come on.
See, I did a show in
As
a DJ, I did a show in Mauritius Island, and that was like one of the craziest trust me, like I didn't even expect like some people in Mauritius.
Well, I'm in Mauritius.
Understand who I am.
Yeah.
So I mean, like I walked into the place, and then right from the door, the moment I came in, everybody went wild, and then that was like the craziest party ever. It was like,
but it is a mind.
Yeah, mind. It's crazy how far the music travels. You know.
Yeah.
You can't really just tell.
So you're looking into, since we're talking about expanding, we recently saw Kendrick acting.
Yeah.
In feature role in acting.
Yeah.
Are you looking into any of those spaces, or is still going to be more on the music and sound growth?
Eventually, I think, because I'm a very experimental person. I like trying new things, you know.
Mm-mm.
So in the future, I definitely will be interested in doing that. You know, movies and all that. But right now, I'm still trying to achieve my plans for the music first, you know. So once that is done and I'm bored of it, I'm like, okay, what else can we do?
Let's next try level.
Movies. Yeah.
Next level stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's move on to Candace's favorite song.
All right.
Fela and Versace.
Yeah. How did that one come along now? What even inspired the whole theme of the song?
Fela and Versace, I made the beat of Fela and Versace. I was not feeling good. I was sick. I was in bed for like 3 days.
Is that you when you're not?
When you're in your down.
So it was
on
like
top.
When you're sick, you make sick beats. That's not true. But I'm saying like I was not feeling too good. I was in bed, and then I had my setup, my keyboard, speakers, and everything in the room, and then I was just trying to like, not just lay in bed and not do anything. I was trying to make something. Then I felt like I wanted to feel good, and I made a feel good music. You know, I made a feel good sound. You know,
you create moods.
Yeah, exactly. No, listen to me. Fela and Versace is not a song. It's a prescription. You know?
Hey,
I got
it's
you.
A drug.
There we go.
Another.
There
one.
We go.
It's a drug.
There we go.
And that's why it's number one for two weeks in a row.
Yeah, bro. So there's a way it makes people feel, and I'm happy like people connected the way I wanted them to connect.
When so what were you trying to make them feel? This
I was trying to make see, moods. I was trying to just make a mood like you living that life, top
mellow
life,
like, yeah.
Everything good, you know.
Yeah,
smelling
top
good,
of the world,
living good, yeah.
Good air, you know what I'm saying? Everything nice, you know. And that was like what people hear when they listen to the music, you know. And still putting my culture as a Nigerian.
Absolutely. Not losing your identity.
Not losing my identity. And still putting the South African culture with my people, you know, riding.
So you didn't make that beat specifically for AKA. He jumped onto it.
I just made it. No, I didn't like say, oh, AKA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So when AKA and I met in Austin, Texas, we had a show at South By.
I mean, y'all just out here traveling all over.
So Fela and Versace is actually conceptualated in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, that's where like we did the recording and all of this.
I'm worried about that word, conceptualated. But
or conceptualized. Yes, Oa.
Let's move right along.
Conceptualized.
Yeah,
thanks for the correction. So let's
so
conceptualize that side.
Yeah, so I mean, it's all like, it's like a combination of moods and feelings, and you know, trying to get that vibe out there, you know, the jiggy jiggy, heavy, heavy, you know what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen, guys.
It's beautiful. I just want to ask something, you know, in terms of, we've interviewed quite a lot of artists, you know, in urban culture. And I'm noticing that, I don't know if it's just us Africans, but our videos are becoming more westernized. You know, they look quite Western.
Yeah.
You know, they look like an American production of some sort. And I've always wondered, why is it like that? Like, I would want to imagine if it's something that's, you know, that represents us. Mm. I'm seeing a lot of LA, New York.
Let me say something about that, you know?
Yeah, please.
You know, living in the States and working with, like, I've been in studio with Migos, I've been in studio with,
I've been
in the same section, me and Drake,
all
with, like, chilling and talking, you know what I'm saying? So I've been in that level, you know. I can tell you something for facts. As human beings, we want what we don't have.
Oh,
absolutely.
I see.
So now, Americans there, when I'm in the studio, I remember I was playing beats for Migos and all of that. And then, when I played, no, it was Wale, I was playing beats for Wale. And then when I played, I was playing my trap beats because I was feeling like, oh, this is what he actually wants. This is trap.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh man, bro, don't you have something else? And then I played like one of my Afro beats, bro. The whole room went crazy.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So it was like, everybody is tired of that stuff they already have.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Something. It's so like an exchange of culture.
I
now,
see.
Talking
I
about
see.
Videos now.
Yeah.
You see like Rich Remo, they drop a video with like Africans in it.
Yes. Know,
they did, what's that song? With French and Swae Lee.
Unforgettable. Yeah.
Now they have Guantanamela. What's that song?
Which one?
Guantanamela. They have the new record out. The same like concept.
Concept,
and all
yeah.
It's all about they're trying to like get what people don't usually see.
Yes.
That's what's going to interest them, you know.
So it's more inspiring if you put it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah. So for Africans, we know what we don't usually see, we want to see, you know. So it's
dance
like,
enters is more like a cross culture
exactly,
of worlds. So
exactly.
We as Africans are bringing the Western feel this side.
Yeah.
And they as the Westerners are bringing the African feel.
African feel, you know.
That's yeah.
So it's good.
It's an interesting take on things.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, so that's how Fela and Versace came about. Obviously, also inspired by Fela. Kuti.
Yeah, the legendary.
The legendary.
Fela and Nkulapo.
What role did he play, or does he play still in
the Nigerian
industry? In your career.
In my career, Fela.
Yeah.
I mean, without Fela, I wouldn't think. I don't think anybody making Afrobeats would be making Afrobeats. We're probably making some type of foreign music, or we're still making hip hop beats and stuff.
Yeah.
So Fela is the founder. Fela is the original founder of Afrobeats. You know, he created the sound.
He's like what? Prince of Africa.
Prince. The way Prince was in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say it's more than that. You know, it's more like a mixture of Prince and Michael Jackson, you know, of that strength. Okay. So it's like Fela wasn't just a musician. He's like, he stood for something, you know. He was a fighter. It was like for the people.
He was a messenger.
He was a messenger. He was against, like, for your mother to die for the cause of what you. Do you know how crazy that is?
Yeah.
So it was not just an ordinary person that was just making music. His music had a purpose, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it affected everybody, every single person in Nigeria at that moment knew who Fela was and understood his music. You know, that's why it's still relevant up to today. And, you know, the idea behind Fela and Versace is taking somebody as strong as Fela, you know.
Yeah.
Putting him in a brand as big as Versace, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking Africa and connecting it with something the whole world can understand. You know, if you go to Dubai, they know what Versace is. But they might not know who Fela is, but they're going to find out. Who is this guy in Versace?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I see a lot of tweets like people saying, I didn't know who Fela was, but because of this song, I found that makes me happy, you know.
All right.
Wow.
That makes me happy.
So you basically carrying Fela's baton of making your music shake up other people and make them feel, create the mood. I like that thing. Did you see the tweet? He tweeted, I create moods.
Wow. What a guy.
Where did you find that?
What a guy.
Hey, we did.
No, this is how I create emotions for a living. How are you feeling?
But then it's beautiful because that's who your music literally gets a person in a mood.
Yeah.
True.
It's like they feel the kind of mood you felt.
True.
So with Alright, your song with Wizkid.
Wizkid, yeah.
Yeah, it was about, it's almost celebratory. Like,
so, Alright. Alright, the way we made Alright, like I said, one of like when me and my boys were in the Pent Life, one of our Pent Life sessions, just, you know.
In which country?
Yeah, Cape Town.
Oh, in Cape Town.
So we're having like our villa life, you know, just partying and having fun.
Wow.
And then I usually have, no matter how much fun I'm having, I don't play with my work. Yeah. I always make sure my setup, my music, keyboard, and everything is
always
ready, you know. So I was living in the living room set up there. So, like, while we're having fun, we're all right, everybody just chilling. And I was just trying to make something, boom, boom.
Mm.
And then All Right beat came up, and then boom, it's all right. Me and my guys, we are all right. Look at those we wearing. And we're all wearing All Right shirts.
Yeah.
So, it was just like a vibe that came up from there. So, we were drunk as fuck with. So I'm sorry.
Even throw gang signs.
That's
one of those for free.
Alright, cool. So I mean, we were lit as fuck with turns, and then we did All Right. We already did it. I did the chorus, did the hook, and then left the verse spaces, and then I told my boys, I said, fuck it, we're shooting this video tomorrow. Call the director. And then boom, the next day we called the that day we called the director, and the next day we went to the camera place, got a camera, director, everything. We shot the video.
Wow.
The next day.
And the song was not even complete.
It was not even complete. It was crazy. So two of my boys that were there, they were trying, artists as well, they're trying to sing and stuff. So I told them, don't worry, you guys just do a verse. So while we were shooting, they were recording their own verses.
Wow.
With a whole hangover.
We were drunk, we were lit, we were having fun, you know.
Capitalizing on
the
energy.
So I mean, like, after three days after that,
Video is done
and everything.
Song
and then
complete.
I looked at everyone like, damn, we were drunk. And we wasted money. And then I was like, okay, shit, I'm not dropping this record anymore.
What?
No, listen, I said I'm not dropping this record anymore. And then I left it there for like a month after I was in Lagos. And then I was trying to export that song for my boys so they can do whatever they want to do. Yeah. And then when I was, me and Wiz were in the studio, and then the last thing that was on my laptop was that project. So I played, if you check on my Instagram, there's a video of Wiz, me and Wiz in the studio listening to All Right. Yeah. That was the first, the very first time you heard the song. So that was the time I opened my laptop.
Because it was sitting on the table.
Yeah, that was the time I opened my laptop and I said, oh, Warwick, what was this? I didn't even know what was on the screen. And then I played it. I'm like, oh. And then they like, was like, wait.
I saw
and when
the
bitch was like, ooh.
Then
he
said,
give me the mic. And then, boom, it recorded right there. Wow. Which is very quick.
And it went big.
Yeah,
bro. So
considering how you made it.
So, I mean, considering how we made it out of a vibe, you know.
So, even when you had your weakest, you're still all right.
You're still at the top.
You know what I'm
saying? You're still at the top.
Let's get a bit of a taste of that, all right? And then we'll be right back.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, Nisekwa Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, Nisekwa, Candace, Craig 06. Urban Culture Drive.
Boom, 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 boom. I so love that sting. You're still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive takes over Calman.
Yeah.
And I'm
chilling
with my girl, see?
Of course you are.
And
who else would you be chilling with?
See?
Yes.
And the one and only.
Brother. The one? Brother from another mother. Our all international. Guest of honor.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Mr. Kidominant.
Cape Town.
Yeah, three homes and three different. Continents, or no, know, two different continents.
Because you know, once you own land,
we are citizens of the world. You know?
Yeah, why not? So
once you own land in Cape Town and you're black, you've taken back the land.
Look, you made it.
A bit of it.
You made it.
He's done what South Africans can't
and
do.
And at the age of 26,
and we're done.
And we think Casper is.
I'm gonna wrap it up.
Whoa.
What am I doing?
All international. But tell me this, Kidominant. It seems like a lot of Niger brothers, like in the music industry or in the entertainment industry, seem to like South Africa. Like they want to always party this side and whatnot. How's the scene that side? Why don't they party that side? And you know,
it still boils down to what I was saying earlier. You know,
it's what
we want, what we don't have. You know,
yeah.
So the same way, I see like a lot of people have made like, oh, I want to go to Lagos. Yeah, it's still the same thing. When you go to Lagos, they will appreciate it more than.
Absolutely.
People that actually live.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
So that's why brothers are always the same.
You know.
So with that much of a jump.
No. They came here because the airport. You know. They're like,
Which airport?
The water tower. They're like, oh my gosh, this airport is amazing.
Nah, trust me, it's not because of women. That's another reason. That's another reason.
I see you.
I see a lot of South African. My friends are South African. Like, yo, Nigerian women are beautiful. My friends at Nigeria play, like, yo, South African
women
are beautiful.
And you got the best of both worlds.
I mean, everybody's nice.
Everyone's happy.
Good. Yeah. So I'm sure Cape Town is a vibe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you heard the song, all right.
Yeah, it's a whole vibe.
It's something.
I would low-key like to see that video, though. Like, you know?
You must release.
I can show you, like, pictures from it, but don't worry, after the whole thing.
Yeah, you must release
that
video.
Yeah, well, I don't have, like, the full video on my phone. I got you.
But make sure you release it. And when you do, recognize what we helped you. We encouraged you to release that video.
Yeah, I'll just drop it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
for the summer.
Summer vibes. That's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, we had the same way there was like shisha pipes.
Yes.
In the pool.
Yeah.
And there were like girls in the pool, and then it was a penthouse, so like a pool on the penthouse. Like the view of hills and the sea. You know,
drop.
Please
drop.
It was a vibe. So I'll drop it already.
And I know shisha pipes were banned in Niger, or where is it?
Nah, that's just a story, man. It's a little story. It's just
coming. Okay,
you
so
can't ban
lies.
Stuff like that. No.
We're gonna Thank you for confirming.
You can't ban stuff
lies.
Like that.
We're going to fire our research team.
All right.
No, it was on news, actually.
I heard it.
I was in Nigeria at that point. And then I was like, how? I actually heard it on news.
Yeah. So it was an official thing. But now, we're going to give you a taste of our very own.
All right.
Not a Hennessy.
Okay.
Not.
Oh, yeah. Moments. I hope you're ready. Kidominant.
Mampur spirits.
Mampur.
Mampu spirit.
Yeah, Mampu.
So get this, guys. We're going to have Kidominant have some of our very own homegrown, homemade Mampu. I hope you're ready, and I will give you some, okay?
Born ready. Born
yeah.
Ready.
So you're going to have a... Take a shot and tell us what you think.
All right,
50%
cool.
Alcohol.
Is it a it's 50% alcohol. It's and it has barbed wires,
it's
guys.
Barbed wires. It's a whole situation.
That's welcome how dangerous it is. Welcome to the Urban Culture Drive.
All right, let's
that's
do
how
it.
We welcome you. Don't kill him, Candace. We still need more music.
Yeah.
Don't finish it off.
Yeah, but you know that Mampur is famous for making punch. It's okay.
Yeah, it's like Papsa.
Guys, you gotta catch this amazing moment.
All right, cool.
Ken Dominant having Mampur in South Africa.
Thank cheers, everybody.
Oh.
And
a whole shot of Mampur was had.
And he did it with a straight face. Mm. Nigga.
Yeah.
That's
so I'm not having a shot, so that I can say that I touched Kidominant.
And it's liar. Sad that's because we can't even carry it on camera because storage is full.
That's swear to God, that's what it said.
Yes,
that's what
this moment only happens what? Once in a lifetime.
Okay,
and
okay.
My storage is full.
There it is. There it is.
Let's be honest. That's just Ken's excuse to
officially
drink.
Having some form of intimacy with Kidominant.
She just wants to drink.
All international.
For no puzzle.
No, no, I got you. I got love for Candice.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Your lips taste great, by the way. Thank you so much, Kidominant. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Wow. Boom. Shit.
So, how was that shot?
Mean, it was
nothing
nice.
To write home about, ne?
It was nice, actually.
You don't have
I like
to be super nice. It's okay.
No.
It was
actually,
nice.
It was nice.
Right?
Yeah, I like
I
it.
Said it just the day. They looked at me like I'm crazy. Like, nah, don't act tough. I'm like, guys, this thing is nice.
Mampur is tough. It's witchcraft.
Buy a case and take it back home.
But if you
oh,
take
but
like,
now home is
by the time they're like three
yeah,
shots,
yeah, home is here.
Yes.
You know,
you should buy a case and actually send it to the brothers back home so that they can have a
yeah,
taste.
Yeah, I'll do that.
We have a very
does it come? Does it come with like
yeah, this barbed wire thing?
That
this
whole
the packaging.
That whole dramatic appearance.
So it shows the danger.
Wow,
the danger
I'm
effect.
This on, my story.
We done gave Kidominant a taste of Africa or South Africa that nobody else has ever done. We the first. We the first. We deserve
I mean,
a round of
I
applause.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is the first guest that we made drink, Mampur.
Because the first guest came when there was
Uzalo.
Alcohol.
Uzalo.
Uzalo cast.
They drank
oh, yeah,
Mampur.
They drank.
We went to go and drink
yeah,
with them.
But I'm saying in
no,
studio.
No, in studio.
Oh, in studio.
Yes.
Yeah, no. No, there were a few rappers that came.
They were already.
I think he came with Lean. What's his name? I don't want to say his name.
No.
We didn't give them
we never
drinks.
Gave them.
Oh, we didn't
Mampur.
Give them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the first guest to drink our very own homegrown.
Have you ever drank on any interview?
No. Yesterday, I drank Hennessy. No,
oh, yes.
Hey.
During an interview. Oh, yeah. The Shabby, DJ Shabby.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah,
but on live radio.
On live radio? No.
We the first. We the first. I'm moving that. We the first.
Gotta celebrate that. Gotta celebrate that, man.
Yeah, man.
I wonder if we're going to make it a thing.
We should.
Somebody better stock up on the booze.
If there is alcohol,
and it ain't me.
If there is alcohol, why not? So, Kidomin.
Yeah.
See, Mampur has already started working.
As
yeah,
you see.
This is what I was afraid
Who's
of.
The Mampur is already kicking in. Never.
You
he's active. He's here
nah,
with
bro,
us.
That's just one shot, bro.
Yeah.
Half you a can have some
later.
More.
Half
nah,
a
nah, I'm
no,
good, I'm good. Shall I start saying things I was supposed to say?
That's unscripted. Okay.
Say all of it.
Say it all.
So, yeah. You've said it. You've cupped up all the awards that you wanted. You've made a name for yourself.
Yeah.
A major one. In terms of you see, like I was looking at LeBron, right? LeBron started a school, taking children to school.
Yeah.
Akon is giving electricity, so LeBron thing. What is like the grandest vision for you as Kidominant? What would you want to see aside from the music, aside from what I'm known for?
Mm.
This is my one gift, like majorly giving back.
Yeah, I mean,
considering the background that we as an African are from,
yeah, I mean, I obviously want to help kids, you know, education, all of that. I need to do like, I obviously want to help like people who can achieve, who can pay for school fees and do all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to do all of that stuff, you know, when I'm like at the point where I feel like, okay,
now
I can do this.
Now I can do this.
You know? So it's like, there's a lot of things. We have like, but we have a government problem in Africa. We have leadership problem.
Yes,
in Africa,
absolutely.
And then it takes like human beings, private people like, you know, us.
Yeah.
To like make real changes, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'll definitely try as much as I can to help kids. So.
What would you say is the one biggest thing the Nigerian industry, music industry, needs to change? Because we don't know much about the industry, right?
Yeah, the biggest thing.
Yeah, the one biggest thing that you see is a restriction to progress for the Nigerian industry. Because they've done good things, like they've done a lot. Yeah. And we celebrate them, right?
Yeah.
But there's clearly things we don't know. So from being in that industry, what would you say is maybe doing right this side and they're not quite getting right that side and vice versa?
Okay, it's not only Nigerian industries. Like, basically, a lot of African countries need to like work on the structure of their music industry. You know, a lot of people, the industry, especially in Nigeria, favors the artist, doesn't favor the producer as much as the artist, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the royalty structure, the publishing, all those stuff need to like be in place.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
And that's one thing South Africa actually has. And that's if there's any reason why I would actually be interested to be making music from South Africa, it's because you guys have good structure. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's close to like the one in the United States. It's like,
it's proper.
Policies are in place. Yeah,
laws and stuff. You know?
Is that why you moved down?
Nah,
nah.
I mean, I'm just joking.
I'm just joking.
That's no way. That's like, I mean, I love South Africa as a country. Yeah. I love South. Everybody that knows me will tell you that Kido is South African. That's what they tell me.
you were just born that side, but you belong this side.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, I love South Africa as a country, and the people here, I love South Africans. You know.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's very convenient for me to just be doing stuff from this side as well as I'm doing from my country and the United States. You know?
So vice versa, what would South Africa need to learn from the industry that side?
That side?
Someone
was telling me yesterday, I just found out yesterday that, I mean, artists just make one hit song for a whole year and stuff like that.
This side? And,
is that true?
Yeah, some artists.
And then they just make a record and that's it for the whole year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's anything you need to learn from Nigerian artists, is
they call it
the hustle. The hustle. You know? You can't just make one song and say that's it. Man, you have to like keep, you have to act like you've never had a hit before.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, you have to keep dropping, keep pushing. You know?
And that's what's got you this far.
Yeah, bro. That's the spirit of it.
Because that's also seen in, I mean, the movie industry as well, the TV and production. Niger movies are always
popping.
Always popping.
Nollywood. Always popping.
Yeah.
Always popping.
I mean, the work ethics here back home is tough.
It's crazy.
You know, it's no child's play. You know, there's so much. You can't lose. That's the team. You can't lose. You have to always be on top.
And
of
everybody
the game,
in the team has a specific role.
You know, everybody's
they're
ready.
Building the brand.
You have to be always ready. You know,
building the brand.
Yeah.
So, would you, of all the artists that you've worked with, SA-wise, do you think they? I'm not gonna say names, but would you say there are ones who are slacking in that work ethic? And there are ones who are overly thriving.
Funny enough, the South African artists I've worked with, I see them as very hardworking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They put in the hours.
They put in the work. They're like, yo, let's do this. Like, they're ready, you know. So, but I don't know why you guys feel like that. Maybe in terms of releasing music, maybe they just drop one and then
relax.
But when it comes to like making the music, they're actually hardworking. Yeah, I'll tell you that for a fact.
All right.
So you enjoy working with the brothers?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody I've worked with, Maforisa, aka Donald, so they were hardworking.
I'm definitely gonna pronounce Maforisa that. Maforisa.
Oh,
LA it up. No, it's fine. Don't worry. I love it. Maforisa.
Oh,
we're done. Maforisa.
Yeah, BH.
But it's pronounced P. Maforisa.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it's not
love
like Faro in Egypt.
No, we're keeping it. We're keeping it. We're good.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
We like it like we that. Like it we like that. It like that.
One international act, like big, like all time, ultimate collaboration for you. Who would that be?
Definitely Drake.
Okay, Aldrake.
You were chilling next to him. You should have told him, "Rio, dude, let's work."
How did you know they have something?
maybe they have something in the pipeline. You just don't know that.
He's good with that.
So
writing videos.
I mean, Drake. I feel like Drake is an amazing artist. He always drops. He never. I mean, it's hard for Drake to miss. When it drops, it's going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he knows how to create good music, and I'm a fan of the fact that I'm a fan of making music that serves people.
Yeah.
Oh,
some artists make music and say, "Oh, this is my sound. This is the type of music I make, and it's not for everybody." That what's the point of making music if everybody's not going to enjoy it?
Exactly. Because
The music doesn't have a niche.
Exactly, and that's one thing Drake always does. You know what I'm saying? Drake always drops music for everybody.
Yeah.
What do you think of Kanye? Just quick one.
Kanye. I mean, everybody. I know everybody might Kanye right now, but I'll tell you, Kanye is like one of my idols when it comes to who made me, the people that molded me to be a producer. So, but I mean, I'm not 100%, I'm not 100%
against them.
No, I'm not even actually, I'm not in support of 100% what he's doing right now with all the Make America
Great and whatnot and all of that,
but I feel like he's going through his own face.
But on a music point?
So, but on the music point...
With the latest album?
I mean, nobody's Kanye, man. Kanye's Kanye, you know.
100%.
Yeah, so on the music and creativity, I mean, it's not easy to leave an organization like Nike for Adidas and still make it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So, I mean, they'll sabotage you with everything they try. They can, you know what I'm saying? So, but Kanye did it. You know, he did the Nike Red Octobers and all them. Yeezus did that time. He was successful with it. He came to Adidas. He did the same Yeezus and he was successful with it. You know, it's one thing to be successful. It's another thing to repeat success over and over again. Yeah. So that's one thing I respect. Like that's one thing I respect about Kanye West. You know, no matter how many shit he talks, he's still gonna come out.
You have to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah. Exactly. You know.
All right. I hope you're ready for the next segment. We're gonna shake things up a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
We're gonna have some fun.
Get to know us a little bit.
All right, cool.
Because now we've gotten to know you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Craig, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take it away.
Urban Culture Drive.
I am super excited. Today I have my Nigerian brother, my very own specimen. Do you understand who's in the studio now?
Chineke. How many of you guys meet
today?
Come again?
You see, you guys been to Nigeria?
Nah,
I want to go.
Invite us. Wow.
Take me to the handbag now. No, put me in the suitcase.
Invite us.
You understand? Let's do it for Christmas. We'll go to Christmas.
You see what I mean?
Swear to God.
Swear to God. Like,
flights included.
I don't swear to God because Christmas might come and I'm after.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but like flights included.
If I'm going to be in Lagos for like 2 straight weeks, definitely one of the weeks you guys will
be. Do you understand the part?
I'll just send you an invitation.
Flights included.
No problem.
You understand?
I'm just trying to secure.
No, I'm getting flights for her.
You see now this Nigerian man.
Guys,
I shall cancel him right now. Show's over. Anyway, moving right along.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Dominant,
you're a G. Your work ethic is strong, and I'm so proud. I mean, one of our very own. We're Wakandan shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, guys, my segment is called #. Now you know. Mm. Yeah, that clipping went on for a while. #. Now you know. I do different things. But today I felt like, you know what, I'm gonna focus a little bit on Nigeria, and because obviously we have among our midst a whole Wakanda.
Yep. Right?
But the first thing I wanna do, I'm gonna focus on music. I'm gonna say a few things. There might be a phrase, it might be a person's name. So I just want you to tell me what's the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
So to make sure you don't fuck this up, I'm gonna start with Candace, then over to you. All right.
So okay.
So
the first thing that comes to my head. When you
So you can, if you choose to elaborate, you can.
So first thing that pops up in my mind. And go for it.
All right. Okay.
I'm listening.
Number one, AKA's Beyonce.
Girlfriend.
Fame whore.
Fame.
The whole thing is a fame whore thing. Sorry.
All right.
And now it makes you feel right.
Dominance, no need. Okay. If you want.
No, it's okay.
Dominance, okay.
Ex-girlfriend, that's one of the possible.
No, you're getting your kids trained now.
Okay. Yeah. This is yours. Number two, Kespa collaborating with Busiswa.
Oh, sorry, I don't know Busiswa.
That's also a statement.
Fair enough.
Actually,
I've never heard of her.
You ain't got to explain yourself.
I suppose it's big hit.
Maburisa's Midnight Steering or Midnight something.
Oh, that's the girl.
Yeah, the girl.
Ah, look at it. I know I've seen a video, but I didn't know that's a name.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the one.
So if that were to happen.
Okay, Maburisa, is she signed to Cas? No.
No, she's not.
So what's the, I mean...
No, I'm just saying. Imagine
it's a
if that
hypothesis.
Were to, it's a hypothetical thing.
That imagine, combination. What do you think?
What would you think of that?
Oh, it's just party.
All right, okay. Job.
Yeah.
Nile Walk.
Original and happy.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Candace Baby.
Yes.
Jaru.
I can't deny love it when you look at me, baby. That's all I think about when I think Gerald.
Yeah, that was a dope ass track, eh?
Yeah.
All right, okay. For you, kid.
Yeah.
Wizkid kills Davido in the music business.
Friendship. I think they're friends. No rivalry. People just create the other rivalry stuff. So
yeah, but they get along.
They're good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Fine.
You would know.
You would know.
Both of them.
Yeah.
All right. Number five. Last one. Faith and Katie's waist training belts for sale. get snatched.
What are those?
So she's selling waist trainers.
What are those?
All right. So I'm going to talk about a few interesting things about Nigeria. Yeah. Okay. These might be true. These facts, they might be facts, and they might be myths.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to tell me whether you think it's true or whether it's not true. All right. Okay, I'm going to start with our very own. All right. Number one, there are about 520 languages spoken in Nigeria.
True.
Yes. Literally 520.
And we brag about 11.
More than that. Yeah.
Okay. So wow. More, but 520 is the
500.
500.
And we brag about 11.
Wow. Job, okay, yep. So you can guess this one.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria has the highest is the highest consumer of alcohol in Africa.
False.
It's actually true.
Wow.
They're the highest.
I thought so.
I've mean, never been to a Nigerian club. I said it goes down.
I haven't.
Candace.
Yeah, bro.
That's why you must invite us.
Yeah, definitely.
Famous producer Kidominant studied finance. True or false?
False.
Yes, it's false. Instead of true or science.
True or science.
Yeah. How the hell did you get that right?
But bro, we'll get that. Was like 4 years of Jesus, 4 years of my life.
I mean, no wonder his beats are crazy.
I was one of those kids that I used to leave school a lot.
Yeah.
And then having to do a course as hard as actual science was like a nightmare.
Dude,
bro. Shout out to everybody that you know that helped in the exam halls.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Tolu for showing me the sheets, you know what I'm saying?
We're helping you, boss.
Kidominant, P Square is the richest Nigerian musician with a net worth of ₦500 million. True or false?
Very, very false.
All right.
Yeah, so when it comes to net worth.
Yeah.
Don't ever read online when it comes to Nigerians, you know. There's a different case, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I mean P-Squared is rich. They have the bread.
Yeah.
So I mean they're not the richest.
Who are you talking about?
Just
out of curiosity. So I mean they're rich, they're like they're in top five, they're in top three even.
Yeah.
You know, but
so who's number
one?
Number one is P-Squared.
I don't think you guys understand the amount of bread David is sitting on with or without music.
Davido.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You guys need to research on that.
Okay. We're firing our research team.
You know,
as of today,
yeah, so
send out your CVs.
Google is gone.
Okay. Yeah, bro. So you guys
Job,
know that.
Just gonna give you one last one. All right. Festech is one of the largest music festivals in Africa, which is held in Nigeria, with a ticket costing up to $2,000.
Festech.
First time.
It's very detailed, so I'm thinking yes.
Yeah, because like you can't lie on such a thing.
Let's ask it, Dominus.
Is it Festac?
Mm.
I know Festac as a festival that was in the past, but right now I don't think they still do that. Festac is a place in Nigeria now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but Festac, I think it's Festac 79 or something, where they had the Benin. The statue. If you watch like a Black Panther, it had like one Benin from Nigeria.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of the stuff from Festech. It's like a cultural festival, but I've not heard of it over recent. You know?
Okay.
I've heard of the Calabar Festival and the love, but not Festech Festival.
Okay, well, so according to the internet, it is actually true. Oh, it is one of the most interesting, most amazing.
Well, maybe it's a for it to be $2,000, maybe it's a private thing now.
Is it private? Because everybody can just US.
Go in US dollars.
You know what I'm saying?
$2,000.
Yeah. Maybe it's private.
That's
a lot of guap.
Yeah, it's a private thing now. Yeah.
But that's what I've always said. Google is a traitor.
You know what I mean?
You can't believe everything you read online.
But anyway, that's another section with Craig O'Sessy. Hashtag now you know. You know, man?
Yeah.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah. Candy, baby, are you ready?
Yes, baby, I'm ready.
Take it away.
Oh, you're not going to sting me in. No, don't sting me in.
No.
Okay, so guys, Kidominant, I hope you're ready. Mm-hmm. This game is called Death is Not an Option.
Mm.
I'll give you two possible scenarios. You'll pick which one you'd rather.
Mm-hmm.
The scenario is as is. So there's no changing or switching the situation. Going, no, but if I did this, how I state it is what it is.
Okay.
No working your way around it. And really, we're just playing. Like, it's really just a game.
It's a game.
Okay, so would you rather marry Kim Kardashian and die after a year or marry Caitlyn Jenner and live till 50?
When there's life, there's hope. So, What's up,
that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good, no, that's brilliant. That's a good answer. Pringle sexy.
Yes.
Would you rather have a bad stutter or go deaf? And when I say bad stutter, it's exactly that.
Yeah.
That sounds or a go bit deaf. Tough. Go deaf. I think I would. I think I'd go deaf. Because I've been. You know, stuttering is horrible. So I think I'll just go deaf.
Yeah, stuttering is. Yeah, tips. It's. No. Okay, Job. Would you rather bring back Michael Jackson or Steve Jobs from the dead?
That's hard.
Okay. Because I like Steve Jobs. It's tough.
Eddie, are you okay?
Michael. Hi, Steve Jobs, no.
Okay. Oh my god. Fine. Okay, Kedominance.
Yeah.
I hate this game.
Would you rather smash AKA or Davido?
Smash in what sense?
Smash.
What the fuck?
No, no, no,
no,
no.
What the fuck?
No.
You gotta pick one.
Duh. You have to keep. Why is your
all them rappers?
You gotta pick one.
It's a game.
I can't be.
Hypothetically speaking, pick one.
Worst case scenario.
Pick one.
It's a game.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay, so if we're to strategically look at this, we'll say that Keenan. Close to Keenan because she's light. So we'll say Keenan. We'll take it.
That's your decision, no man.
Craig or sexy? Yes. Would you rather gain 10 genuine friends in real life or 10,000 followers on Twitter?
10,000 followers on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Joby.
Yes,
would you rather sucker punch a racist or get into a televised debate with a racist arguing against their points?
Televised.
And the dominant last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Humiliate the fuck out of them.
Would you rather be at the center of a high profile murder as the offender, right? The perpetrator? Or have nudes of you in a compromising position leaked on Twitter?
Nudes is fine, bro. When you see the, I got inches, bro.
All out, chef.
Nudes is fine.
Amen. Okay, cool.
It's too much.
All out, chef. Flex.
It's too much.
Prego sexy. Last one, baby. Would you rather always get stuck in traffic or always have a really slow internet connection?
Stuck in traffic. Internet is, I would die.
Your money is the internet, right?
You don't understand.
Like, that's where you make your money from. Thank so you. It's fine. Craig, Job, last one, and this is quite, think about it, it's quite long and in depth. You have to go to a dinner with a group of cannibals who intend to eat you. Would you rather know in advance that they're going to attempt and probably succeed at eating you, or go in blind and have a surprise? Either way, you will be eaten by cannibals.
Yo, I'd go in blind.
Yeah,
you'd rather not know.
Yeah, rather not know.
You know what? It's I agree. Like I'd rather not know.
Knowing that I'm going to die.
Get chowed.
I'd rather not know. I don't like this game anymore, Ken. This game is dope.
It's tense. It's tense. Thank you for playing, Kedominance.
Yo.
Yo, what's up? What's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy Nasefo Mapanga, your sexy girl Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen. Candace, Craig 06. Urban Culture Drive.
Guys, I am so in love with that sting. Boom. Boom. Mr. Kedominant, you're still tuned in to the listeners, to the Urban Culture Drive. Okay. Takes over Kelman, and we're still chilling with Mr. Kedominant, Niger's very own, what was that award? Producer of the year, African Producer of the Year.
Yeah, so dope.
You understand? An entire continent. when we reach this, like 1 trillion something people on this continent. An entire continent.
And
you're the
producer. They chose you.
Of the year.
They picked you. Oh, man. It's amazing. Well done.
You deserve this.
Well done.
And not absolutely. Once.
Are you gonna,
thank you.
Are you going to. Standing ovation.
Like.
Yo, so AfriMa Award is coming up. Anybody listening, make sure you vote for me as the producer of the year for AfriMa Award.
How do
we
do that?
How do we vote?
I mean, it's on the site www.afrimaawards.com, I think. But just Google Afrima Awards 2018.
And then we just vote for you.
Vote Kid Dominant in the Producer of the Year category.
Follow his Twitter page.
Do
I'm
that
sure
in
it's
an
there.
Instant for you.
Follow
honey.
Instagram yeah. page. I'm sure it's there. Mm. Instagram handle is
yeah, my
Dominant. Dominant. Kid Across Dominant. The board. Yeah. Kid Dominant, yeah. Kid Dominant.
And he's certified on Instagram. I like that. You know, he's got
that
blue tick.
Who does that? You just put it up yourself.
No, you can't.
No, you can't put it up.
Give us the. Because I also want to be certified, guys.
How does that happen?
All I knew is I woke up one morning and I saw a blue tick. Boom.
You know what I mean?
Does that mean now you can start making money from Instagram?
No,
it just means that you're the real Kid Dominant.
Yeah, in other words.
You just verified.
Yeah. I think my manager kind of put like a, he kind of like sent like a profile to them a long time ago.
Yeah, so they take time.
I think they probably took that up and then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because so like the R on the original.
So it's like it's like that blue tick, you know, it, which essentially means
also,
I'm
know,
better than you.
Yeah, when
which
like
I've
people,
always suspected.
Yeah. Also, when it's like people have like people are trying to make your handle. They try, a lot of people are trying to get
traffic code yeah,
exactly.
their direction.
So they just
so
make
it's like a false safe, a fail
exactly,
safe.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So now you know, Craig, send your profile.
Yeah.
And then they will vet you.
They will vet me.
It
yeah.
might
yeah.
take
soon
anything from 1 to 2 to 20
yeah.
years.
Mm. I'm certified very soon, yes.
So, sorry. Social media life, right?
Yeah.
You out there, people are seeing how you live. People know who Kid Dominant is.
Yeah.
Typical question, how do you. Because I know some artists don't like their space being invaded by fans,
yeah.
even in their own comfort zone.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Me, I'm a very private person, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I like my space, you know. But at the same time, you know, I'm not a boring person. I like, you know, when I want my space, when I want to create, I don't really like when people are around. You know, when I'm creating,
you
like,
go into your hive.
Yeah, I just be in my zone,
yeah.
make music. So, but like when I want to vibe, when I want to chill, when it's party time, of course everybody has to be there.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, some artists are like that. It's, you know, we're all different people. So, some people like that. Some people just like to be loners and just be by themselves.
So, how would you end in like a restaurant sitting? Candles is there. You're all romantic with candlelights and rose petals.
Yeah.
I'll be taking selfies like, hey.
You know?
And then a random stranger
Instagram
comes.
Instagram stories like with Kid Dominant, y'all. I'll be sneaking selfies like, hey.
So aside from her distraction as your guest, a random stranger comes and wants an autograph. How would you handle that?
Of course I'm going
to
give
it. Yeah, you try to be courteous, you know? And
because I know some artists are like,
yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, I mean, every support I get from each and everybody that supports me, I appreciate that. You know,
and
no
also,
matter who it's coming from, no matter where, you know, for someone to actually appreciate and love
and acknowledge you,
what
yeah.
you put out, you know, it's a lot. You know,
but also I would like to say, sorry to cut you off. I'd like to say that it's always the D-listers that have issues with people coming up to them. So, whatever.
I know somebody.
You know what,
Thomas?
So they're irrelevant.
Very much.
All right, Mr. Kid Dominant.
The other day, this is what happened. I was stepping out. My Cape Town home.
Oh yes, your Cape Town home. Yes.
Okay, so I was it's on the penthouse, and then
Of course, the penthouse.
Oh, yes. First floor.
So I used elevators down and right there to the front of the door, and then I saw stepping out. I was just trying to like look out. Okay, there's a restaurant next door. I was trying to just walk to, and then I stepped out. Boom! I just saw someone just looking at me. This guy just stood up and said, "Hey!" Then I was looking at me for like 10 seconds straight.
Yes.
So at that point, I was thinking. He's trying to rub me. Oh, I don't know. I didn't even know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was looking at him like, yo, what's up? And I was walking at the same time, like, if this guy's a thief.
I don't want no problem.
Yo, so I'm like, yo, what's up? What's up?
Yeah.
And then he said, Kid Dominant. After like 10 seconds, he said, Kid Dominant. Like,
and you're like, yeah.
That's me.
That's me.
Like,
man, you live here now. You Cape Town. No?
I'm like, yeah, I'm Cape Town. Apparently, he's a Nigerian. So he was like,
so he was shocked.
So he knew my face, but was shocked to see me here in South Africa.
Yeah.
So, you never get over that as a person. Eh? When another person looks at you in shock, I'm like,
beautiful.
Is it you?
The fact that it was paused for like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
that was what freaked me out. Because like, yo,
you're thinking, am I gonna get mugged?
Is this guy trying to rub
What's
me?
Happening?
Is get mugged in Cape Town?
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, I just want to ask, just within the three of us, what is the one or two things that you want to give Kid Dominant as advice for moving into South Africa?
Mm.
What should
okay,
we?
This,
let's,
that's nice.
Let's start with.
That's nice.
Let's
first.
I would say if you're going to smash girls, test HIV.
Good.
Because hands are pretty.
That's the first one.
As shit, but they, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to go raw, let's put it like that. Because you don't want to stigmatize HIV. But like,
yeah.
If you're going to go raw, wear a condom.
No, okay. Always strapped. Always strapped.
Stay strapped. Stay strapped, my boy.
Second one.
Second one?
Oh, three things. Yeah. Shit.
No, two things. Just two.
Okay,
two.
Okay, the second one is... maybe just take my number.
I was about to say that.
Joe?
I was about to say that.
Nice one. All right,
two things.
Yeah.
About moving to SA. Shit. No, take this one. I'll come back.
All right. I think the first one I'd say is that there are a shitload of gay people here. Yeah. And a shitlot of gay people love you.
I know that, of course.
And so Cape Town is the gay central.
It's the absolute gay capital of Africa. You know, and it's actually one of those things that I'd say, you know, I'm coming from Nigeria. I don't know how the setup is. I've just read on the news. It's something that you have to be aware of and try to adjust to and just love us. The gays love you.
The funny thing is, I'm not homophobic. It's just like, I mean, I understand the fact that we are all different people.
Absolutely.
You know? You can't force your own reality on another person, you know?
Yeah.
So at the same time, but I mean, I'm a straight man, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, I'm cool with gay people. I mean, shout out to gay people. I don't know, all love and stuff, you know. But I mean, I'm not gay. Don't try to.
So, don't try and impose.
Don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to impose on you. But so I mean, don't try and impose
I mean,
on you.
I'm cool with gay people. I mean, do your thing, you know. All right. But
the second thing I would like to say is please look after your wallet, your keys. Crime is a real bitch all up in here.
Yeah.
Whether you're in Cape Town, whether you're in Joburg, always look after your shit.
But guys, not that bad. You make it is that bad. Sound like it's a,
it is that guys. Crime is a real thing. Crime is a real thing.
No, I'm like, I see, like, I was searching like the most, what was I saying? I think it was like the highest crime rate cities.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And Cape Town came about like, it's not the same to Cape Town, I know. This Cape Town is always lit.
You're in the bushy side, but also the bushy side now with the mugging and stuff is really happening. So, you know.
Yeah.
But we're working. I mean, we're not yet Wakanda, guys.
Yeah.
My two cents worth before we wrap.
Yeah.
Enjoy the blaze, my brother.
Yeah.
That's definitely the first thing.
Definitely.
And make lots of memories. That's the second thing.
Definitely.
Nothing funny. Closing comments, Mr. Kidominant. It's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah, man.
So what do you want to tell your people?
What can we look forward to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to everybody supporting. Shout out to everybody loving the music we put out. You know, shout out to everybody respecting and loving the brand Kidominant. I mean, right now I'm about to go on my, you know, about to, Feline Versace, obviously doing good. I think the video is
number
gonna come
one
out
for
soon.
2 weeks?
Yeah, number
it
one.
Deserves
that. So it's an amazing feeling. To have a number one record in the country as beautiful as South Africa, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a good feeling for me. And
of course.
Big ups to everybody that made it happen, the fans, and of course, AKA, and then the Beam team, you know, everybody that's pushing and supporting.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, of course, I'm going to be doing on my next tour, my UK tour, next month.
Take me with.
As a DJ, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be your personal assistant.
Because we're venturing to that now.
Yeah, so, I mean, no, I've always been, I started as a DJ. As a DJ,
okay.
You know?
Wow,
so,
okay.
And then, but I mean, right now I'm trying. One of the things that my goals at this moment, like I said, my first goals as a producer, I've kind of achieved that.
Yeah.
So this level, one of the things I'm trying to do is take the music we make in Africa to every part of the world. I can take you to as a person, you know,
all international.
Yeah. So you know, I feel like Africa is next. Like I've seen things, I've seen our people actually looking and expecting us to take over.
To rise.
You know?
Yeah.
So and that's one of the things I'm.
And
doing.
We're very capable of doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
We're
definitely.
Very capable.
Everybody's
of
like
doing
expecting
that.
Us to do like. The numbers we're getting now, the views on YouTube, all those things, I mean, this is the highest it's been since we started.
Wow.
You know? So, I mean, it's a very good time to just take African music to the world.
To the next level.
So, and that's what I'm trying to do with my music, you know. So, doing the UK tour next month, and then later in the year, we'll do the rest of Europe, and then, boom.
That's amazing.
Kidominant, it's nice to be you, né? It's nice. Good man.
Good man.
I'm done. It's nice. It's beautiful.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for conducting the show.
It's been a great pleasure, man.
Yeah.
You're an absolute inspiration.
You are something.
Thank you very much.
We will definitely take your numbers.
Yeah,
because
Lagos
is
waiting.
You promised us a trip.
But before then, Cape Town is right around the corner.
You understand?
Yeah. Nah, you guys know Cape Town is lit.
Yeah.
Know, gotcha.
Until we're going to be short, we're going to be back shortly. But Mr. Fella in Versace, Mr. Kidominant,
yeah,
we love you.
We love, I love you guys too.
This is CliffCentral.com.